The Tlingit Haida Central Council wants to document the region's waterways so it can measure any damage that might be caused by mines on transboundary rivers. Council official Will Micklin says it's lobbying the Environmental Protection Agency and other federal offices to fund a three-year, $4 million effort.
We believe that there needs to be a sustained environmental analysis and data collection and modeling and the development of key indicators that determines what the environmental quality and health of the ecosystem exists in Southeast Alaska.
Micklin spoke at a recent Native Issues Forum on transboundary mines at Juneau's Elizabeth Paratovich Hall. He said council officials have been meeting with the EPA, the State Department, and other federal agencies. He said it understands there won't be any new appropriations, but it's come up with a plan to shuffle existing budgets.
We have put forward our analysis, and we are expecting back from them in a very short time what kind of cooperation and collaboration we can pursue.
The Central Council has joined fisheries and environmental groups, as well as the Walker-Mulott administration, in lobbying the federal government to get involved in the issue. The concerns focus on the Yunik, Stikine, Taku, and other rivers that flow into Southeast Alaska waters. Rob Sanderson, Jr., another council official, said mine development on the BC side of the border could pollute those waterways, damaging commercial fisheries and tourism.
But the most important part, I believe, is our way of life, protecting everything from the fish to the smallest organism in the river.
British Columbia mine developers and supporters have said they've built or will build safeguards to protect regional watersheds. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Byron Mulott has been reaching out to Canadian officials overseeing such issues. That includes new ministers at agencies overseeing environment and climate change and fisheries and oceans. Mulott said he asked about a frequent request of mine critics that a cross-boundary water issues panel called the International Joint Commission take up Alaska's concerns. He said he heard more interest in consultations and agreements already underway.
The bilateral process that British Columbia and the state of Alaska are now engaged in would be the most likely place that an issue or question might suggest a referral to the IJC.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker and BC Premier Christy Clark signed a Memorandum of Understanding in November that increased the state's role in provincial transboundary mine decisions. Work also continues on a more detailed agreement. The Lieutenant Governor also said he's pursued International Joint Commission referral with the State Department. He said they've made it clear it's not the direction they want to pursue, but he's asking for a more detailed explanation.
We would like to have clarity, not so much for ourselves, but for all of the stakeholders engaged in this whole issue, to hear a clear statement from the State Department as to their view of the place of a potential IJC referral.
Only one mine on a transboundary river, the Red Chris, is in operation. At least a half a dozen others are under exploration or waiting for financing. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.